International Bible Lessons Commentary, Zechariah chapter 9, verses 9 through 10. International Bible Lessons, Sunday, March 30, 2014, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. The International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series for Sunday, March 30, 2014, is from Zechariah chapter 9, verses 9 through 10. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson commentary below. Study Hints for Thinking Further, a study guide for teachers, discusses the five questions below to help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons commentary website. The weekly International Bible Lesson is usually posted each Saturday before the lesson is scheduled to be taught. International Bible Lesson Commentary, Zechariah chapter 9, verses 9 through 10. Zechariah 9:9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter Jerusalem, lo, your king comes to you. Triumphant and victorious is he, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Jesus fulfilled this prophecy regarding the Messiah when he entered Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. The day Jesus entered the city, the crowds rejoiced, as Zechariah foretold. The church is now the bride of Christ and the daughter of Zion, and Jerusalem may be seen as true believers of God and followers of Jesus the Messiah. For not all in Jerusalem welcomed him gladly when Jesus literally fulfilled this prophecy. Zechariah 9:10. He will cut off the chariot from Ephraim, and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall command peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. Jesus brings peace to those who receive him as Lord and Savior. Peace with God, peace within themselves, and sometimes peace with others. Nations with Christian leaders and biblical traditions can often find ways to live peacefully with one another. When Jesus returns to earth visibly as King of Kings on the day of his second coming, he will literally fulfill this part of Zechariah's prophecy. We do not know how many centuries God the Father has ordained to pass between Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9 and Zechariah chapter 9, verse 10. But when Jesus returns as visible Lord over all, he will establish peace throughout the world. Furthermore, his redeemed followers will come to reign with him. Question for discussion and thinking further. Since this is the first part of a two-part lesson series, only one of the five study questions will be asked below. Question 1. Why do you think God inspired many different people in the Hebrew Scriptures to prophesy the coming of the Messiah? Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2014 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.